Leslie Beauchamp, Amy Ross, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Civic Theater's all-female production of 1776 you have on this weekend's horizon. Quite a star-spangled salute to several things, including the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage here in the U.S. So, Leslie, one sentence, why did this compel you to direct it?
We have a group of amazing women playing male characters fighting to secure rights that those women would never have been allowed to enjoy.
The irony of it, I see. That does actually make sense, Leslie. Thank you. And Amy, we all have a ringside seat to watch John Adams and Congress fight for independence, and that's your role. Did you ever think you're going to be sinking your teeth into this part?
Never in a million years. Women don't get big, juicy roles like this. The show typically is all male, with the exception of two wives that come in. So to have the opportunity as an actor to get to play this big, juicy role is fabulous. And this musical's been a part of my life since, I want to say, the sixth grade. And my family watched it every 4th of July just as a treat. So I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled. The music is wonderful. And of course, the story. Everybody thinks they know the story. They've heard the words Declaration of Independence. But this really brings to life what these gentlemen went through to secure this nation for us. And I think it's an incredible story.
Indeed. And a word about the male-dominated theatrical stage. What kind of empowerment is it to have your roster filled with the best of female talent in this city, Leslie, and there's certainly plenty of it?
There is. It's the cream of the crop, and it's so fun. We get to come to rehearsal, and we get to have this wonderful time. And the show itself is a great show, and that's kind of been what is fascinating about it. It's the same show, regardless of whether they're male actors or female actors. So we've been able to enjoy having this opportunity.
Good for you, and also good for the production.
Yeah.
Okay, sheer logistics from the top. What was the biggest challenge in the casting of 26 characters?
26, yeah. Having the luxury to choose from so many amazing people. That is a problem that every director dreams of having.
And once that was done, sounded like you did get through your dilemma and you got your 26 chosen. Any big challenges going forward?
For me as an actor, I said it was a joy to play this character, but it was also a big challenge because I am a woman. And the last thing that I want to do is distract the audience and take focus away from the message and the story. So I'm never pretending to be a man. We don't lower our voices or, you know, do anything. But when I approach a character, I almost always start with the way they stand. Shoes are important. How you walk on the stage, and then their voice. So my biggest challenge was finding John Adams' voice, the rhythm of his voice, the cadence, and a Boston accent is incredibly difficult. But it wouldn't have been the same as a Boston accent today. It would have been more, you know, a British mid-Atlantic. So just finding his voice so that when you hear me speak as John Adams, you don't think I'm a woman. You just hear John Adams. And hopefully that's what the audience will be drawn into. You won't remember that we're women. You will hear our stories
and
as people.
The magic of the stage, if it's done right.
And our beautiful costumes.
Yeah,
they're stunning.
Angela Salley is a goddess. She's wonderful. Yeah.
Then you do have such attention to detail. That's great. Also, it's an all-masked affair, and certainly including your cast. Has that taken much to get used to performing, projecting, interacting, anything like that?
We're getting more used to it in our daily lives, so you don't think about it. The tricky part is actually inhaling. Mm-hmm. You want to fill your lungs and project your voice. So getting a good, full, deep breath is a little more challenging. But Leslie has staged the show in such a way that there are a couple of brief moments, usually when we're by ourselves on the stage, where we get to take the mask down and dive in. So diction and projection have been a challenge. But I think the more that we've worked with it, again, I don't think you'll be distracted.
I'm glad that you figured out a way around it or on top of it, perhaps.
Yes.
Now, also special, this is a Civic Theater production that's being performed at the Follinger Theater.
It is.
That's quite a stage to take any time. And how does it fit your needs for this play and, of course, being socially distanced?
It's an amazing space. And I actually am so thrilled that theater is getting to be performed on that stage again. They're used to have theater on there all the time. And it is a great space. It is a beautiful space, and it's really thrilling for us to get to be on that massive stage. It is a grand story that we're telling. And so there's nothing better than setting it in a grand place. I'm really excited about it.
Audience should be at ease too, having it be socially distanced, and the weather will still be nice. It sounds like everything is going together for this.
Yes, at Follinger, they're taking great steps to ensure the audience's safety with social distancing, and they have done an amazing job with that. And that's one of the great blessings of having such a large house space, and they can be socially distanced and feel safe. And the stage is large enough that we can spread out on that stage. So it really is a perfect solution for the times that we're in.
That's just great. Now, interestingly enough, this version of that play actually was grandfathered in, maybe grandmothered in might be a better term, by a grant to salute that 19th Amendment, specifically women's suffrage. This is a big deal. And how are you saluting that part of the historical impact of the whole thing?
You know, I wanted to make sure the story stood alone and that the importance of the story and the connection then, our founding fathers gave us the baton when they signed the Declaration. So what I've done is let the story be itself. I don't think we needed to adjust anything about the story, but what we have tried to connect is when those founding fathers put the pen down, who picked it up and what they did with it. So we are taking that moment and then coming forward and showing the suffragette movement and how they all worked so incredibly hard to go from there when we became a nation and to the year 2020, where we all take for granted that women have the right to vote. But 100 years ago, those women and some men worked very, very hard to secure that right for our country. So we're focusing on the women's right to vote.
So much so that you will have the League of Women Voters there registering.
Yes, we will, registering people to vote. And I have to tell you, my daughter is 18, and this is going to be her first time to vote. So for us, it's been a personal thing.
And you know, this is anything but typical theater fare, which is fantastic. Who do you expect to see in those seats then?
Well, hopefully family and friends and our regular theater-going community. I happen to be a teacher also with the Fort Wayne Community Schools, and the Civic Theater has a program called In the Wings, where they offer free tickets to students. And these are kids that might not necessarily get an opportunity to go to the theater, which I think is absolutely wonderful. So we'll have some students in the audience and family and friends and hopefully lots and lots of folks from the community, because it's a wonderful story.
It is. And you think you know the story until you see the story.
Well, then, now that you're just days away, can you believe it?
I can't. When I typed up the last schedule and I put closing night, I got choked up. I thought, I'm not ready for this yet. It has been really delightful. It's been collaborative and amazing and wonderful. And I hate to use those terms that sound, you know, so trite.
All the superlatives.
But it is. It's been wonderful. And I don't want it to end. So I'm going to savor these next few days.
Now, the most recent patriotic sensation on stage has been Hamilton. Mm. Has this left theatergoers hungry for more, do you think?
I would certainly say so. Again, I'm speaking as an educator and watching my students get excited about seeing history come alive with people that maybe look like them and don't look like picture postcards. And so making those stories real, I think that's why our show works. You really, hopefully, we'll forget that we're women and just be drawn into the story. And I think Hamilton did that beautifully. Hopefully people will look at this as the same opportunity to just explore those stories with different faces.
Yes, you're focusing on how you do relate to that instead of it seeming like a history lesson. It's just this fascinating story that we get to unwrap. And I think that's one of the things that Hamilton has really done. It has allowed us to examine the founding of our country and all kinds of historical things that we take for granted because we think of them as so far removed from where we are. And Hamilton lets us see ourselves in these people who did this. It makes us, you know, connect with them and understand.
They're not statues. They're human beings.
As does your production. Yeah. So we are just hoping that if there's more interest for these things, there will be more productions like these.
And it really broadens the conversation. You're not just talking about Benjamin Franklin and John Adams and Jefferson. You're talking about what it was they did. The what becomes so important, not just the who.
We get it. Meanwhile, this all comes as the whole country readies to go to those polls in November for a most impactful election. Do you feel a big link to that, especially because of this production that you are putting forth right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. After doing all of the research about what these founding fathers and mothers went through, and anyone who has fought for a cause, especially here in our country, I don't want anyone to take the right to vote for granted. People fought and died for this right. The suffragettes, the founding fathers, anyone who's been in the army, anyone that's fought for our nation. Please, please don't take it for granted and get out there and let your voice be heard. It's the only way we can affect change.
I agree. And I think that the women in this show are such characters of strength and support. And to me, Abigail Adams, this show was based, a lot of it, on the memoirs and the writings. To me, one of the most fascinating things to discover was that Abigail had written a letter to John Adams and said, "Don't forget the ladies." So even back then, women were trying very hard to get rights pulled through. Abigail Adams is one of the first suffragettes to me. You know, she was in there working and she wanted to remind those men that the women needed to have these rights as well. So from that very, very early stage in our country, the women were still wanting to have our voices heard.
Thank you for that. And last question. As we take this whole crazy year into account, this version of 1776 is one mighty creative offering to share with our community. We thank you for doing that. What do you hope, what do you pray that everyone in those audiences will be taking away with them from the experience?
I would say, again, please go vote. Never let your voice be silent. John Adams certainly didn't. He never stopped talking. Please let your voice be heard, and voting is one of the best ways to do that.
For me, the arts are so important, and I think that every organization that is struggling to still get out there and tell stories, I'm so thankful that the Civic has given us this opportunity. First of all, that's kind of the ground floor on that. But the fact that it's this story, it's so special because it is so timely. And not just voting, I hope people go and see this show and take away that our country was founded by very courageous people. I want people to understand that, or to re-examine that. Maybe we've forgotten that. Maybe we've forgotten that we come from such powerful, strong stock. And be proud of that. Be very proud of how our country has come about. Not that it's perfect. And because it isn't perfect, each one of us has the opportunity to get out there and make it a more perfect union. That's what I want people to take away.
Well done.
Leslie Beauchamp is director of Civic Theater's all-female production of 1776, and Amy Ross, lead actor in the role of John Adams. Leslie, Amy, can't thank you enough for sharing your backstory of this wonderful production with us today. Carry it on, and we salute you.
Thank you.